गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरा बन चारी, उना तीरा बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः, श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे धेयं सदा परिभवग्नमभीष्टदोहं तीर्थास्पदं शिववीरिञ्चि नुतं शरण्यं भृत्यार्थिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतं वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम् अंतर्कृष्णं बहिर्गौरं दर्शिदांगादिवैभवं कलौ संकीर्तनाद्याय स्म कृष्णचैतन्याश्रिताः हंताय मद्रबला हरिदास वर्यो यन् रामकृष्णचरण स्पर्श प्रमोदः मानं तनोति सह गोगणयोस्तयोर्यत् पानीय सूयवसकंदर कंदमूलैः मूकं करोति वाचालम् वाचालं स्तब्धभाषितं पंगुं लंघयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरे कृष्णा सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स गौरांग प्रभु एंड अदर सीनियर डिवोटीज एंड ऑल ऑफ यू दैट आई मे स्पीक समथिंग for our purification and for inspiration. Disclaimer is that I'm just trying to be as much as transparent via media between this Grantha and you all. Qualifications are absolutely nil and in the abyss of the ocean of anarthas. So I think your blessings will inspire me also to take up the process seriously. Yesterday we've talked about the Prathama Prakasha of the Grantha, Rag Vartma Chandrika, the first chapter. And how, right in the beginning, paribhashas are given. Because Gaudiyas are famous for paribhashas. Crisp, concise paribhashas. Sundar, sasta, tikau. So that there's no hand waving. We were discussing last time how sometimes statements are used elsewhere outside that bhakti se gyan tak, gyan se bhakti tak. But it doesn't satisfies us because gyan is a different realm and for bhakti, we have been told it has been removed from the strands of gyan and karma. Gyan karma dhyanavritam. So the definitions are specific. Hence, we began with the crisp definitions that how of bhakti when it is from scriptures and the why of bhakti when it is also from the scriptures, that is vaidhi bhakti. I see the scriptures to perform bhakti and the push, the why is also scriptures. Somebody told, I am afraid, I am fearful, or I am worried about consequences. राधा वन बिहारी की जय, गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय. बट देन इफ द हाउ इज स्क्रिप्चर्स, हाउ कैन नेवर बी माइंड, बिकॉज श्रुति स्मृति पुराण आदि पंचरात्रि की विधिम विना हरे हे भक्ति एकांत की हरे हे भक्ति उत्पात एव कल्पते. उत्पात इज अ वेरी स्ट्रांग वर्ड. इट्स वॉट हनुमान जी डिड इन लंका. उठक पठक उत्पात. सो द हाउ इज ऑलवेज फ्रॉम स्क्रिप्चर, बट द वाई इज लोभ. द क्वेश्चन कम्स, वॉट इज दिस इम्पेटस? द इम्पेटस इज तत् चिकीर्षा सुनिश्चया. तत् भक्ते है, भक्ति की चिकीर्षा करने की इच्छा सुनिश्चया, दृढ़ भाव से, उसे प्रवर्तक कहते हैं. इफ दैट प्रवर्तक और द पुश इज फ्रॉम लोभा, दैट इज रागानुगा, द राग मार्ग. ओके, वॉट इज लोभ एग्जैक्टली? सो विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इज रेजिंग द क्वेश्चन एंड आंसरिंग हिमसेल्फ थ्रू दीज डेफिनेशन. तत् तद भावादि माधुर्य श्रुते हे धी. उन 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 कथाएं, उन उन भाव फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो, फ्रॉम अदर स्क्रिप्चर्स, इफ वी हियर एंड धी ही मैनिफेस्ट. धी ही इज इंटेलिजेंस. वॉट धी ही? इदम मम भूयात. मेरे साथ भी ऐसा हो. लेट मी ऑल्सो बी गिवन अ ग्लिम्प्स थ्रू सम वे, नॉट मे बी इन अ वेरी मिस्टिकल और अ मिराकुलस वे, बट सीइंग द इफेक्ट of hand of Krishna and his parikaras in our life, that dhihi, that is called lobha. And here is where we come to the chisel-like prose of our acharyas. Today is the jayanti of one such acharya who through his chisel-like prose drove away Buddhism. It's Sripad Shankaracharya's jayanti today. In fact, Vaishakh Shukla Panchami is considered to be the jayanti of three acharyas: Sripad Shankaracharya, Sripad Ramanujacharya, and Surdas. So Sripad Ramanujacharya and Sripad Shankaracharya had this extraordinary prose, not poetry, prose which cut deep. And in Sanskrit, prose is considered to be the kasauti. When I was giving similar seminar in Chopati, afterwards one devotee came to me and said that, well, kasauti means test match in Marathi. And that's true. Test match is considered to be the kasauti of cricket, not T20. Kasauti means the yardstick. Because in poetry, generally, a lot can be hidden in the yamakas and the alliterations and the repetitions and the refrains. Some of us may remember that in our way, way past, we would have seen some Hindi movies, and in that, the song would have two or three words being repeated throughout. Like, aati nahi. I remember once my uncle challenged you, count that song, count the number of times that phrase is used in a chitrahar, and we counted, it was more than 60 times. So it is sort of an insult to our intelligence also that we can hear so much repetitions and yet appreciate it. Our acharyas tell us that prose is blank. There is no alliteration so much. There is no rules in which you can hide, like jayati teti kam janma na vraja, vraja shayata indira ja ja ja, right? Of course, it is the poetry of gopis, so it is elevated in meaning and poetry. But the usual poetry is a lot of refrains. However, prose is a clean, blank mechanism, medium available to play. And Shankaracharya played it like that. Ramanujacharya also did. And in a recent history, who played it? Srila Prabhupada. In fact, many scholars have told, we love Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports, because they are so poetic, yet they are prose. They are padya-like, but they are actually gadya. In fact, Srila Prabhupada's purport and translations, both are purports and translations. Let me repeat. Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports are both translations and purports. He translates, yet he injects his ecstasy. So some of my friends, we were discussing, and 7.21 in Bhagavad Gita, यम यम यो यो यम यम स्मरण भाव भजते श्रद्धयान्विता, दैट वर्स इज देयर. नो वेयर इन इट परमात्मा वर्ड इज यूज्ड, बट प्रभुपाद बिगिन्स द ट्रांसलेशन इज दैट ही इज द सुपर सोल इन एवरीबडीज बॉडी. वेयर डिड इट कम फ्रॉम? सो इफ समबडी डजंट हैव द श्रद्धा एंड द knowledge of the internal mood of Srila Prabhupada, he will dismiss it that Prabhupada is injecting. But no, Prabhupada, if we objectively study Prabhupada's translation, first, these are his ecstasy, and second, he encapsulates the commentaries of acharyas too. So when that devotee challenged me, I said, wait a minute, I think it could be in Sridhar Swami's commentary, because Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, word to word and translations are very close, in my estimate, to Sridhar Swami's Subodhini. So we went to Sridhar Swami's commentary, and in the last word it was written, Saha Antaryami. Okay, so Prabhupada picks this Antaryami words and puts it, the last word of Sridhar Swami's commentary, to the first word of the translation of the verse. So that's the chisel-like prose. And here also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is using it. Idam Mama Bhuyat. Just these three words are enough to inspire upon us what that dhihi or intelligence looks like. Idam mama bhuyat. Ye mere saath bhi ho. And nacha shastram nacha yuktim cha. Then when this dhi develops, you don't look like, where does this happen in scripture? Or am I yogya or ayogya? No. It is out of mercy. And that's what is the next verse. That predominantly Raganuga Bhakti, it is the gift. It is the gift of grace. It's the gift of mercy. From whom? Krishna Tad Bhakta Karunya Matra Labhaika Hetuka. It is from Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And some people call it Pushti Marg. So we had a lengthy discussion yesterday why Rupa Goswami used Pushti Marg, because that's the closest to our sampradaya in terms of our prayojana. That our prayojana is Radha Krishna, predominantly in the Madhurya Bhav. But then we have the image. The image is Radha Krishna with the gopis, but the frame of the image is Goshtha or the greater Vrindavan. So all five rasas are there. Krishna goes from Goshtha to Kunj to Kunj to Goshtha. In other sampradayas, it is only solely focused on the Kunja. As we discussed how Swami Haridas will never use the word Nanda Nandan and Yashoda Nandan. He would say, Kahi Shri Haridas Jab Chir Hi Jiyo Kunj Bihari Chit Avani. When you will only live longer when in your chitta, who will come? Kunj Bihari. So on and so forth. But for us, it is the entire family like this. They come together underneath the Govardhan Hill. Now we begin the three sutras of this path of love by Rupa Goswami. This was the first we discussed. Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtham nijasamihitam. That the essence of all scriptures is to remember. Now we remember many, many things. But we have to dissolve that attachment to many, many, many things and inject it into the world of Krishna. Yena kena prakarena. But how should we do that smaran of Krishna? Do we just keep meditating? Jiva Goswami says that it's hard in this age, and the Yuga Dharma is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Shravan Purvakam Smaran, Kirtan Purvakam Smaran. Kirtan and Shravan must never stop. A state comes in lives of devotees when they are striving hard, but then there is a sense that I am not going anywhere. That state, person asks two questions, which in our Gaudiya scriptures are considered to be the epitome of one's heart. Just like Goswami sing, He Radhe Braj Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha. A longing, right? So the two questions are Kim and Kada. Kim, which means whether the mercy will happen. Kada, when it will happen. However, the endeavor is not stopped. In fact, it is increased with a drida sankalpa. First, there is a sankalpa vihina bhakti. Then, sankalpa yukta bhakti. And then, sankalpa pravriddha bhakti. Sankalpa vihin bhakti is that, well, I'll chant anyway and any time without sitting, whatever. If somebody needs to walk, then at least they can have a sankalpa that I'll walk in a particular way so as to be deeply engrossed. But some sankalpa. In every temple generally I visit, I generally find few devotees who have sankalpa to attend Mangala Aarti unfailingly. There is one devotee in Greater Kailash Temple, I heard about him, daily Mangala Aarti. And I heard that when he was admitted, he's a very senior brahmachari, they came up with his cot. Like, charo log utha ke aaye the bistar ko, aur he's lying down, drip chal rahi hai, aur wo Mangala Aarti dekh rahe. This is height of sankalpa. I heard in Chopati also there are some devotees that when even the terrorist attack happened, the floods happened, they made it a point to reach. So that is sankalpa yukta bhakti. And as we go on, then sankalpa increases. Internal sankalpa also increases. So shravan and kirtan doesn't stop. And kuryad vasam vraje sada manas, manasik roop se ya fir sharirik roop se. That environment of Vrindavan. Next comes the clincher verse, where we stopped and we begin here. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tat bhav lip sunakarya vraja lokanusaratah tat bhav lipsuna. Lipsuna means like already lipsuna se aisa lag raha hai. We want to lick it, right? Some greed, desire of us bhav ke. Kis bhav ke? Maybe some of us like Yashoda Maiya's bhav. They are ragatmika bhakta, so we want to follow in their footsteps. Some like the sakya, some like conjugal mood, some like servitorship, etc. So, tad bhav lipsuna karya. Kya karya? Seva karya. Okay, with seva. Externally and internally. Let's say what is externally. Sadhaka rupena. Jo sadhak rup jo hume diya gaya hai. And jo sadhak vesh diya gaya hai. Yatha avastit dehena. Jaisa hamara deh hai abhi. Our own physical situation, whatever. Pragmatically, we do seva from that. How? Anusaran of the paradigmatic individuals. Whom? Paradigmatic individuals. What is paradigmatic? The individuals who set the paradigm. What does paradigm means? Ek drishtikon, ek parivesh. And ye to paradigm hai. Hindi mein iska bahut sulabh shabd hai. Any guesses? Paradigmatic individuals ko hum kya keh sakte hai Hindi mein? Haan? Ne, individuals. Jo individuals aisa sthapit karte, ek paradigm, right? Haan? Adarsh aur achha shabd? Acharya. वो अपने आचरण से एक परिवेश स्थापित करते हैं. सो व्हाट डू वी डू? अनुकरण, इमिटेशन और अनुसरण. फॉलो. इमिटेशन वेरी हार्ड बिकॉज वेल एवरीबडीज बॉडी एंड साइकोफिजिकल थिंग इज अ डिफरेंट मेक एंड दे मे बी ऑपरेटिंग एट अ वेरी हाई ऑल्टीट्यूड लेवल. समटाइम्स आई थिंक इट वॉज गौरांग प्रभु इन वन ऑफ द ब्रह्मचारी क्लास मेंशनिंग दैट Raghunath Das Goswami may be drinking few drops of buttermilk. If we try to follow, we may need barrels of buttermilk, right? Drums chahiye honge buttermilk ke, kyunki teen se to kaam hoga hi nahi, lekin buttermilk peena hai, so chhalang laga ke piyenge, like that. So anukaran is difficult, but anusaran is possible. That is principles and the details. So who are these paradigmatic individuals? Well, Rupa Goswami. In their sadhaka roop, Jiva Goswami, Vishna Chakri Thakur, and now Srila Prabhupada, and further now their followers. So the chain doesn't stop there. It's coming down towards. So that is externally. What is internally? Siddha rupena. And here's where the maximum issues have happened. Because general understanding, or at least we can say predominant understanding, or we can say some dominant understanding of Siddha Roop is that this a samartha guru, a capable guru, gives a samartha shishya, a capable shishya, some aspects of the perfected form. Ki, okay, you are so and so sadhaka, but your aspiration should be that perfected form because I have seen it. This kind of siddha roop pranali, we don't see much in Goswami literatures. But afterwards, it's there. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vakreshwar Pandit to Dhyan Chandra Goswami to Gopal Guru Goswami, the 11 aspects of the personality, technically called Ekadash Bhav. So, agar aap guru ke paas gaye, to guru aapse kahenge ki aap externally to jap vagera karo. Internally, your meditation is on those 11 aspects ki aapke ang kanti kaun si hai, aapke kapdon ka color kaisa hai, aapki kya seva hai, kin ki aap seva karte hai, ityadi. However, when samarth guru and the samarth shishya linkage is not there, then history has seen anomalies in such practice. And we are not unawares of it. Why? Because it's a very internal path. So, Srila Prabhupada's guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and his guru also, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, from there, our sampradaya to Bhakti Vedanta Swami and the followers focused on the other path, which is the esoteric path. The Siddha Pranali path is the exoteric path. This is esoteric, which means focusing on internal purification and gradual revelation. And there is a proof in this Grantha, Rag Vartma Chandrika, ki koi to guru ke mukh se is marg mein pravritt hote hain, koi kisi shuddh bhakt ke muh se, aur koi gradual purification se. And which is the best mechanism for purification? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in this day and age. So, still the question remains, okay, externally I do what? Sadhaka rupena shravana kirtana, right? But internally still it's not clear what should I do, because I'm chanting externally, maybe it will purify me. So what? The other line is saying meditate on the 11 bhavas. The question would be, what do you do? So here our Acharya says that Siddha Roop in our situation means a generally conceived or imagined relationship with Krishna. Let me repeat. Generally conceived or imagined relationship with Shri Krishna. Now you may say, wait a minute, aren't you imagining too much? No, not too much. Because we already imagine what? Jive rasa rupa hoy Krishna ra nitya das. Abhi to realization hua hi nahi hai. And we also imagine a lot in our material lives. Ye mera hai, jabki koi kisi ka nahi hai. Actually, our soul is in this material tabernacle, isn't it? Soul has no relation with jada. But mind gets the property of soul and the soul gets the property of mind. Why? Because there is a misidentification. So isn't that a lot of imagination already on our part? So our Acharya is saying that beyond imagining that you are a servant of Krishna, as the purification happens, the initial step is to imagine. Of course, not like when purification is not happened, but there will be an internal inspiration that you have a liking towards few parikaras of Krishna. And you want to imagine yourself as a das or a sakha or a parent of Krishna or a beloved of Krishna. Okay, something more? No, stop here. Because there is no need of imagining the 11 particular Ekadash Bhavs because they are not given. However, a general relationship with Krishna as a friend. And isn't that Prabhupada already gave us right in the beginning? Preaching in the mood of friendship, isn't it? So actually it's not much of an imagination. Then the again question comes, fine, but which seva you do, bhai? When you're given the 11 forms, then you can do so much. Like Narottam Das Thakur, what was his seva to? Obalo the milk. For us, nothing is given. So what do you do? Externally, we do what we are doing, right? Shravana Kirtana. But internally, what? So our acharyas say in our line, passive meditation, passive observation. That's called Leela Chintan, not Manasi Seva. Manasi Seva comes in Chaitanya Charitamrit, isn't it? Where somebody is boiling the milk and then he thinks whether the milk is boiled or not, let me put my finger, and his finger gets burnt. In our line, there is a focus on, well, for a conservative sense and for a gradual purification to happen, just situate yourself in a very general relationship with Sri Krishna and then meditate what you read. Like Srila Prabhupada in the pastimes of Damodar Leela would describe Yashoda Maiya and says that those who are aspiring to be the parents in the Vatsalya Bhav of relationship with Sri Krishna may stand great benefit to meditate on the form of Yashoda Maiya and her services. Vindication of our claim. So let me repeat. What is Sadhaka Roop? The Rupa, which is Krishna has endowed us, and the Vesha, which is given to us. And we do Shravana, Kirtana. And what is Mukhya out of it? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Once, I think it was Sripada Indra Prabhu, he was challenged, this form is given, this form is not given. And I think he made very nice statement. Baba, where the 11 form is given or not given, you have to chant to activate that realization. Otherwise, it will be only theory. So that's the Sadhak Roop. What is Siddha Roop? A general conceived relationship with Krishna and passive observation or Leela Chintan. However, exceptions are not the rule, and exceptions are also not scarce. If Krishna wants it, he can grab you by your hand and pull you inside and you will be speechless. But those are internal matters. This is what I'm describing is general. Because exceptions happen everywhere. A small detour. In Vrindavan Dham, there was a saint who was fixed up in Madhurya Bhav. Somebody came to him. Madhurya means the bhav of a beloved and a lover. And some shishya came to him. His name was Vanamali Das. And the guru gave him 11 aspects of a gopi or a manjari. And this person is meditating, but he is situated in Sakhya form. Sakhya bhav. So he goes to the guru and says, can you please do an error correction here? Seems like there is some anomaly. I am feeling totally attached to Sakhya and you have given me Madhurya. So the guru goes into his meditation. We are speaking of like a different world. You know, the guru says, oops, I was wrong. Your form is Sakhya. Okay, that is sealed. This guru is happy and the shishya is happy. Now what happens? One family, husband, wife, come in the association of this guru, Vanamali Das, and they also perfect their Sakhya meditation. And these devotees had two daughters. These two daughters also go into extraordinarily advanced Sakhya meditation. So much so, and we are talking of exceptions here, that their external meditation also became like a Sakhya. So they would dress as how sometimes Matajis and Vaishnavis dress on Gopashtami festival in Vrindavan as Sakhas, right? Radharani is also dressed. So they would always dress as Gopas. And in Vrindavan, they became famous as Bada Bhaiya and Chota Bhaiya. It was famous. Okay, you want to learn about Sakhya Bhav? Go to whom? Bada Bhaiya and Chota Bhaiya. Really, they didn't know that Bada Bhaiya and Chota Bhaiya is, you know, such elevated devotees. That place is still there. Anybody know about the Katyani Mandir in Vrindavan? Rangji Mandir, Katyani Mandir. So there's the Chungi Chauraha. You go past the Chungi Chauraha, on your right hand side is a post office. Then there is an inter college where our mothers studied. Then there is a small route, and this route takes you to a Char Sampradaya Ashram. They would all reside there. But we are not talking about exceptions, because I don't know about you, I'm not an exception. And hence, what acharyas have explained, perhaps that's the safer. Now, so I hope this is clear, smaran, externally what we do, you know, and internally what's the meditation. And just to drive home the point, you know, this is very much clear in our scriptures. Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, teen bar. Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Eva bhi use kiya hai. Hota hi. Nastyeva Gatiranyatha, teen bar. To drive home the point. In some of the ads, again, 20 years ago, or maybe 25 years ago, in the Doordarshan, some of the ads also would use this mechanism. It is called Sthuna Nikhanana Nyaya. Beating the nail, or the shaking the nail. You know, sometimes when you beat the nail, you shake it. Andar gad gaya ya nahi gadya, then you beat it more. So, you know, there was this clormint, you know, clormint, muh mein chabane ka. So, usme kya bar bar bolte the wo, dobara mat puchna, right? That ad, anybody remembers? It's only me. Somebody would ask, dobara mat puchna. Like driving home the point that haven't you understood? Then there was this fan ka ad. You remember what was the dialogue? PSPO nahi janta. Remember? Are ye PSPO nahi janta, ye PSPO nahi janta, ye bhi PSPO nahi janta. Why? Because kind of driving home the point. So what is the drive home point here? That's the third verse. Shravanot kirtana dini ved bhakti udhitani tu yanyangani cha tanyatra vigyayani manishibhihi. That shravan और कीर्तन जो वैधी भक्ति में होते हैं जिसमें आप स्क्रिप्चर से ही देखते हो और पुश भी स्क्रिप्चर है इवन इन रागानुगा भक्ति वेर द पुश इज इनर लोभा इनर रिलेशनशिप स्टिल डोंट लीव द श्रवण एंड द कीर्तन सो दैट्स लाइक पीएसपीओ नहीं जानता यू नो एंड दिस इज नॉट बाय कॉमन पीसन बट मनीषी भी ही विज्ञानी थ्रू मनीषी भी ही नोन पीपल इट इज सेड However, certain temperings can be done. Why? Because that happens in our devotional life also, right? The inclinations become specific, even for services, even for devotee association. And that's okay because we are a personal movement. Our Lord is as personal as it can get. He uses peacock feather and his color is blue. And the only answer which I think, if a certain person asks, why is his color blue, better ask him. There is really no answer. What answers can be given? And that's where the, you know, buck stops. He's highly personal. So our movement is highly personal and hence our inclinations would be highly personal. So it's okay, certain temperings can happen. And that's what Vishnachakri Thakur describes here, that five types of angas of this bhava bhakti. Bhav is not the stage of advancement here, but certain emotion towards Krishna. Certain bhavas are like full on. They are filled with one's bhava, one's emotions. For example, if somebody is into dasya, well, one of the nine limbed bhakti is dasya, right? So that's it. They are filled with one's bhava. Then certain are related to one's bhava. What are these? Shravan kirtan of the related pastimes. They will help one think about those bhavas. Third is favorable to one's bhavas. Wearing tulsi mala, isn't it? Then there are some not contrary to one's bhavas. Bowing down to Ashwatha tree, isn't it? I mean, it's not contrary, but are they so much favorable? That's the categorization here. Last is contrary to one's bhava. This is like too much anganyas, karanyas, ahangro, pasna. Devam bhutva devam yajet. Dev banke hi hum devta ki puja kar sakte hain. That's a tradition. So that's why we do, right? All those sort of things. But acharyas explain that it's okay, you can temper them. Not required so much. Okay? So, this brings us to the end of the first chapter. And second chapter will be very short, so we'll be in time. However, the three questions arise here in the context of our movement, our line, our parampara. First is, how spontaneous is spontaneous devotional service? Sometimes English is, a lot is lost in translation, we can say, and sometimes some words are the most appropriate, but then they can be taken out of context. Right, Raganuga's best translation Srila Prabhupada gave, and it is indeed the best, is spontaneous devotional service. But that does not mean it is spontaneous like this. Anything can be done. No, it still has to be done through scriptures. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes here that when somebody gets that inclination, he will look for certain scriptures or certain devotees who can guide. It's still not Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Adi, Pancharatri, Ki Vidhim, Vina, because it will create what? Utpat. We can remember this word. Uthak Patak. How public is spontaneous devotional service? It's not. It's a matter of heart. Apani, apani bhajan katha na bataive jatha tatha. Apni bhajan ki katha jatha tatha nahi batani chahiye. In fact, tradition also says that even sometimes initiated name, and even initiated name is okay because that's our identity, but guru's name also is not revealed. But how the world has changed, our email IDs reveal everything, isn't it? Xdas dot. However, that's okay. You know, world has changed. But such was the tradition earlier. Sanatan Goswami writes that one's mantra, we still guard it, right? It's in the air, but it's a common knowledge, it's the same mantra. So mantra, the guru, it's kept secret. So what about the whole manifestation of the bhavas in heart? How much sealed it should be? One can discuss the precepts. And if at all, guidance and discussion in a very close community. But the external face has to be in form Vaidhi Bhakti. Because that will be useful for preaching and that will be predictable. Last time we talked about, right? How Radha Krishna's eightfold pastimes are there. Like that, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's eightfold pastimes are also there. However, not pastimes in Gambhira. Why? Because it's highly unpredictable. When Mahaprabhu will escape, when he will break his head, when he will jump in the ocean, when he would sleep, it's not predictable. But we need predictability in sadhana. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu's which pastimes? As a Navadeep Chandra pastimes, where he wakes up, Enechi Oshadhi Maya Nashi Barolagi Harinam Maha Mantra Lao Tumi Magi. So, like that pastimes, Kiba Jayo Jayo Gora Chandir Aroti Ko Shobha, a pastimes around the Navadweep Leela. And last question, how much can the Shiksha be outside ISKCON in this matter? There are two words in terms of learning. One is prerana, which means inspiration. Another is shiksha. Shiksha is a technical word. Prerana is a general inspiration which we take from even Stephen Covey, isn't it? We take from Richard Rohr, the father in America, you know. We sometimes take from, in, what was that, identity, you know, identity paradigms, enneagrams and things like that. We take inspiration from so many places. We can take inspiration from persons walking on the street. Ek vraj ke sant auto mein ja rahe the, unko kahi late ho raha tha, to bahut gussa kar rahe the. Jab auto ruka, to auto wale ne kaha, mere ko apne baare mein to nahi pata, but aapka BP jarur high hai, check kar lena agli baar. This sannyasi got really shaken. चलता फिरता ऐसे ज्ञान दे जाता है एंड उससे इंस्पिरेशन मिल जाती है. और आई वॉज जस्ट वॉकिंग द अदर डे एंड जनरली नाउ द एरिया कॉल्ड द दुसायत, दैट्स द ओरिजिनल सेटलमेंट इन वृंदावन, द ओरिजिनल लोकेलिटी. आई थिंक मुंबा देवी कोलाबा इज कंसिडर्ड द ओरिजिनल इन मुंबई, राइट? लाइक दैट दुसायत, द एरिया अराउंड मदन मोहन, is the original settlement. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he didn't settle there. He settled in Akrura Ghat. But then Dosayat area, Katne Laga, we, our ancestors also stayed there. So I was just walking there and a little, I don't know, happy or unhappy conversation was happening between a Delhi wala and a Brajbasi auto wala. So Delhi wala was, you know, little heavy on it. Brajbasi ne ki kaha, ye Delhi nahi hai bhaiya, yahan radhe radhe japo aur apna, you know, kaam karo. And sometimes such lessons, very short and sweet, can penetrate heart from anybody. But shiksha is technical. Shiksha means the tattva and rasa about three aspects. What? Sambandha, abhideya, and prayojan. They need to be specific. Pretty much sambandha, we are, all Vaishnava sampradayas are on board, isn't it? Jivera Swarupaya Krishna and Nityadas. Prayojan, almost all of the Vraj sampradayas are on board. Radha Krishna. Of course, as we saw, some focused on kunja, some focused on goshta. But abhideya, we have to be very careful. Because the abhideya can diverge. In Nimbar sampradayas, they don't get up from the asanas before chanting 100 mantras of Gopal mantra. And then they do Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. I don't know what it is. This was some decades ago. However, ours is very specific. We take shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why? Because it is in the form of longing. And Swayam Radha Krishna has come and injected the potency of love of Godhead. Who is that Swayam Radha Krishna who has come together? Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam Ekat Manav Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau. Deha Bhedam, jo alag ho gaye the, wo pehle ek the, ab ek ho gaye. Ek the, alag the, we don't know. But they are together. Radha, Krishna, Nahi, Anya. And some people say, kya proof hai, guarantee hai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kehte hai. Are hai, unke putro ne dekha hai. Are unke putro kaun the? Shad Goswamis. Rupa Goswami says, Hare Krishna hi, Hare Krishna iti uchai hi spurita rasano. His jiva was spurit with uch, loud chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He would count. And not only him, Baladev Vidyabhushan in his commentary to Laghu Bhagavatamrit, so many other Goswamis, Kavi Karna Purna also mentioned this, that he was chanting Hare Krishna. And hence he injected that potency. And hence we will stand great benefit if we follow. So shiksha, we can be careful. Prerna we can take, but prerna with viveka. Viveka means discrimination. Because this oftentimes starts with innocence. But then if the viveka is not present, then we ourselves may get bewildered, isn't it? However, for whose is this check and balance for? For them or for us? Vaishnava culture is a primarily culture of self-refinement, self-triangulation. The first person to preach is ourselves. Forgiveness is not optional. It is mandatory in Vaishnava culture, offering and seeking forgiveness. So if somebody has gone to the path where they haven't, they must not be going, then we should not bear a grudge. Because maybe some other plan is there. We may give rejoinders or argue to convince people that don't be insecure, but at the end of that, it is ourselves who have to be sure that, okay, we are secure. Radharani ki ka plan kisi aur ke liye kuch hai to jai shri Radhe. Puchhenge to bata denge. So it is because if somebody leaves because of grudge, and if we grudge somebody who leaves, both are at loss. In Vrindavan, there is a tradition which says, how can we judge? Of course, Vrindavan, in one sense, we say, okay, that's the last birth and things like that, but that's a little bit emotional from a tattvic point of view, kiska janm antim hai? There is a tradition about it. Kis bhakt ko dekh ke aisa sadhu log bol dete hain, ye last life. If there are no grudges, if there are no shikwa, shikwa is an interesting word, right? Urdu ka hai shayad? Koi tika tipni nahi. If somebody asks, for sure, we can explain. But that sense of, you know, walking commentary, these days it is like that, the world. Kisi ki bhi cheshtaon par kuch bhi tika tipni kar dete hain. Everybody is a commentator. But that's not the culture. The culture is swanta sukhaya, atma mein securely sthit, completely secure, no grudge towards anybody. So why I'm saying this? Because primarily we are discussing so as to situate ourselves securely in our practice, that we are not apologetic about our choice. We love our movement, we love Srila Prabhupada, and hence we follow it. And we have answers also, should somebody need or require. But we won't go like backpacked and kamar kaske. All the time it is not required. Because a person convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Kuch hoga hi nahi. Hum apna samay vyarth karenge. Kyunki sushk tark se kuch hoga nahi. So, Blitzkrieg way mein, now in the 5 minutes, I'll finish the last. Maybe I'll take 5 more minutes, if that's okay. I'll go till 9:05. Chapter 2 is about some very interesting and sweet questions. One may ask the question, "Arey, wahan to itni bheed hai upar, itne sare gop log hain, gopiyan log hain, Krishna ko hamari padi bhi hai kya?" He is busy. And whether he will really look at us, because it seems that he is completely absorbed there and it seems he is ignorant about what is happening in the world. So Vishnu Chakri Thakur says that's his achintya shakti. He can be omniscient at the same time and ignorant also. Ignorant that, okay, kya pada, material world mein ho raha hai, kuch bhi ho raha hai, I'm happy with my friends. But he's omniscient also. So don't worry. Second chapter is Vishnu Chakri Thakur sitting close with us, patting our back and saying, "Don't worry, bho, bho sadhaka, tishta, tishta. Thaade rahe, thaade rahe." Hum Marathi mein kya kehte hain? Thamba, thamba. Rukja, aaram se. Sab, all process is there, all yardsticks are there. Don't worry. Sometimes wohi hota hai na, ki we may be practicing for 2 decades and then we meet somebody practicing for 50 years and we say, "Arey, isko to mil gaya. Let me also do what he is doing." But wait, he also crossed 30 more years. So, you know, let that test match also happen. And then maybe we'll also come there. So the patience aspect. Then the question comes, what is the difference, real difference between Aishwarya, which is power, knowledge of, or vibhuti, sort of grandeur, and Madhurya, which is here, sweetness. Grandeur versus sweetness. Remember last time we sort of touched on it, that a small, chota balak, who is like very mugdha, happy-go-lucky, and you know, it's mogdhyam. Mogdhyam means mugdhata. He's in his own world, or her own world. Will we call that sweetness? Just like Krishna's sweet Damodar Leela? Why? Because it is mugdhata. Koi power nahi hai. Bichara hai, isn't it? Chota balak kya karega? Laga do to rone lag jayega. Godh mein lo to happy ho jayega. So absence of power in the mugdhata of that child is that sweetness. Absence of grandeur in that small little child is that sweetness. Vishnu Chakri Thakur says, grandeur may be present or absent. You don't have to qualify sweetness with the absolute absence of grandeur. Let me repeat. We don't have to qualify sweetness with the absolute absence of grandeur. Why? Because Krishna Leela koi dekh lete hain. What happened with Putana? He sucked everything. First the milk, then the prana, then the life, and then he injected his potency so that she got birth in Dhatri, as a Dhatri. Kam tha ke grandeur. It's quite a powerful thing. But all was sampadit, all was orchestrated as a chota child, haan, pada hai. So the aura or the orchestra was like a naralilavat, but there was Aishwarya in it. Damodar Leela. We welcome you. Today is the, as we were discussing, the auspicious appearance day of Shripad Shankaracharya, who with his, as we were discussing, Kavinam Gadyaha Nikasham Vadanti, the kasoti, the yardstick of a poets describe the yardstick as prose. And what better prose Shripad Shankaracharya wrote, chisel-like prose, to establish the Sanatan Dharma. And as we also discussed today, is Ramanujacharya's Jayanti also and Surdas Jayanti also. So three different personalities came in different kalas to kind of give us support. So grandeur may be absent or not, but the pastime is orchestrated as Naralilavat, and that is the sweetness. However, in the devotees, do they have knowledge of grandeur or sweetness? Aishwarya Gyan or Madhurya Gyan? Well, sadhakas have, but when we talk about the intimate devotees, their Aishwarya Gyan is very peculiar. Or rather, their Madhurya Gyan is very peculiar. When Krishna showed the Goloka, after entering into the, that he saved his father from Varuna, that pastime is there. And when gopis and their followers saw, oh, seems like he has too much under his belt. So they just said, our Krishna is Lord, how wonderful. Or our Lord is Krishna, how wonderful. The buck just stops there. No further Aishwarya Gyan develops. It's like, haan, mera beta CU hai, theek hai. Gopas, nothing changed. Vatsalya bhav, nothing changed. And for gopis, it was even further. She said, yeah, we know. I mean, as Rama, you cut the nose of Surpanakha and then you killed Bali. So it's even a taunt. This is the pure, we can say the Madhurya Gyan of gopis. So we come to the end. I'll skip few things. We'll come to the end section of the chapter 2, where Vishnu Chakri Thakur is explaining the journey of a bhakta. The journey of a bhakta who aspires to go to Krishna's loka. And Srila Prabhupada would always mention this, that how a devotee practices, realize his Atma Swarupa and also his connection with Krishna goes all the way to the level of prema. But then further bhavas cannot be experienced. So he will be given or she will be given birth in a material universe where prakata pastimes are manifested. Prakata, aprakata. Aprakata, invisible to our eyes. Prakata, what happened 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan when Krishna was, when history and transcendence matched together. There were historical beings also and there were Krishna descended too. So when history and the transcendence come together, it is prakata pastimes. It is happening in continuum, countless universes. And Vishnu Chakri Thakur pats our back and says that a bhot tishta tishta koi der nahi lagegi agar aap prem tak pahunch gaye, to uske baad aisa nahi hai ki bhai abhi thoda aalti palti maar ke baith jaye, wait kar rahe hain ki kab number aayega. Turant, because there is a continuum. Then the question comes, why can't we directly be sent to the spiritual sky Goloka? That's the Golok Vrindavan, and this is the Bhom Vrindavan. Because in order to experience the sweetness with Krishna, there has to be a realization of domestic relationship with Krishna. Let me repeat. There has to be realization of domestic relationship with Krishna. Ki roop manjiri ke bhai ke behen ke mama ke ladke ka bhai main hu. This is IAS exams mein aisa aata hai, right? Which is, you have to draw a graph, mama ke bhai ka behen, like that. That is why the person who is perfected until prema is given birth from the womb of a gopi, so that the domestic relations are sealed. Because are there any, in Goloka, there's no birth. Even Krishna's birth, haan hui yogi, kamsa haan koi to hai. So it's almost like in sort of a divine dream. Oh, kamsa will come. Aaya kya? Haan, aaya hoga. You have Kaliya Nag Leela. Krishna dances on it, Kaliya Nag. The Kaliya Nag Leela, we know the subduing of Kaliya. But Brihad Bhagavatamrita explains that how Krishna jumps on Kaliya Nag and does the Rasa Leela. He pulls the gopis there. So pastimes are a little different here, there. Hence, for those domestic relations, so that one feels, yes, I am connected to Radharani family in these two hops. I am in the sense when that I am will come. Now it's, you know. So Vishnachakri Thakur says that hence that stop is needed. The stop to a Prakata Vrindavan, and when that perfects, when that training happens, the transcendental training happens, one goes to the Goloka Vrindavan. And that transcendental training is important. What happens when one is just about to complete and some offenses happen and some slip happens? Then our Acharya says that we become the bandar of Vrindavan, who are now accustomed to snatch the spectacles and drink fruity. That's a phenomenon in Vrindavan. Anything which can be yanked out of your hand can be stolen by the monkeys, and they will need nothing short of a fruity ransom to give you back your spectacles if you are fortunate. Otherwise, they'll just drop the spectacles somewhere. When we understand this, our views toward the fauna of Vrindavan also changes, that these are special beings. Somehow or the other, they are in the dhamma. And then when we see bandars also, as some saints would do, they would greet them as Om Hanumate Namaha. When they will see some shukaras, they will Om Varahaya Namaha. The attitude of seeing Bhagavat Vibhuti, Brahm everywhere, will be sort of ingrained in our hearts. And that is the, in our level, that is the gift of reading such scriptures. That is the gift of our acharyas who have written these scriptures, to get that world view. That world is a celebration of Brahma. World is the leela of Parabrahma, Sri Krishna. With that, I end, rest my case. Thank you very much for your attention. Vishnachakri Thakur ki jai, Raghavartma Chandrika ki jai. We can take questions, comments, feedback, corrections, and tempered anger. And reflections, which means no questions. Something stuck with you and you liked it or you disliked it. Yeah. See, for domestic relation to be established, let me rewind a bit. There are three things. I'm speaking a little technical thing, but it may help. Utkrant Siddhi, Bhav Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi. Utkrant Siddhi is just transmigration. That verse is there, na? Bhagavad Gita. Utkramantam Sthitam Vapi. Huh? Utkramantam, I jump out of this body into another body. Transmigration of the soul. Then there's Bhava Siddhi, which means I perfect my meditation. I start seeing the cinema at the top. Premta. Vastu Siddhi is that taking birth through the womb of a gopi so that you realized, oh, Krishna was born here. Radharani was born there. I am born here. We are related that way. Just like I think Rupa Manjari and Lavanga Manjari. I think they are sisters. And their husbands are, I think, brothers. So that kind of domestic relationship. Now what happens at the top where these same personalities then they go? Well, relationships are still there. But it's there in the, you can say, because they're all co-eternal, right? It is not that they took birth at some point of time and not, what is that verse? Natvam nepe janadhipah. It's always there. So up there, it's in the divine ecstatic dream, we can say. Ha, Krishna was born from Yashoda, he's Yashoda Nandan. But in Goloka, there is nothing like Kamsa coming and hitting and all that. Those things are not there. So that is why the Bhauma Vrindavan pastimes become sweeter because it's highly naravat, naralilavat. Prabhupada would say, well, there is one more advantage. No, Prabhupada would say about us that preaching is also not there up there. And who would you preach? Ye to prem ki baat hai. Udhav tried to preach, but he was unsuccessful. Bandagi tere bas ki nahi hai. So in up there, it's only in the, you can say, in the thought or emotions of parikaras, that how they are related. But from the Prakata Vrindavan, that kind of training is given. For a person who's going from sadhaka to siddha. Parikaras are parikaras, they're always there. They don't have to take. Or when they come down, they take also birth through as a part of pastime through again Gopi's womb. Like Radharani took birth through Kirtida Maharani, right? Krishna took birth. Krishna did that's another class, right? The truth of the unborn. Where was he born? Here, there, do, ek, kon. Oh, Yogamaya. Why she is really not considered the sister of Krishna? Yashoda never feels that she had a daughter also, right? So, that can be another discussion. In Prakata, there are domestic relations because there's sort of a training for the sadhakas and for the siddhas to orchestrate their training. And hence, they also take birth through gopis. But up there, it's only in, as they say, hava mein. Literally. Does that help you? For perfect realization, gaadi wahan tak pahunchni chahiye. More reflection, thoughts, comments.
Thank you, Prabhu, for wonderful explanation of short summary in two classes of this wonderful book. My question is, you are mentioning that for our stage, we are like passive
meditation.
Passive meditation. Like Prabhupada always used to say, like while chanting, we have to hear. Right? So is that passive or?
Yeah, there's a linkage to it, right?
Is there any, like, after hearing, like Prabhupada also said sometimes can. So what is that? How we can?
Yeah, maybe I can read where I think Prabhupada must have gotten it from. There's this quote from Bhakti Sandarbha. Yet in order for purification of the heart to take place, it is necessary to begin with hearing the name. When the heart is purified, one can hear about the Lord's form, and by doing so, the heart becomes fit for revelation of the Lord's form. When the Lord's name, form, and qualities have fully manifested along with the parikara, his associates, the pastimes of the Lord unfold properly. it is with this intention that hearing the topics in a specific order was originally stated. This is Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 256. So Prabhupada also said that initially name, because name is like a zip file. Click on it, everything else will manifest. First the form, then qualities, then Leela, and then the Parikar Madhuri also, then the cinema. So divine cinema. Hence hearing was focused. After that, naturally it will be revealed, beginning with an attraction towards a specific pastime, specific parikara. So it is natural. But then at that point, we don't have to like, no, nothing, only hear. Ab unke baare mein sochna nahi. Aisa nahi. It's all a flow. Because it's the naam Prabhu hi kripa kar rahe hain. However, this is different from other lines where right from the beginning, there is a focus on manasi seva. And manasi seva is technical. Om Lalita me Chaturth Vibhakti Swaha Shrim Lam Lalita Chaturth Vibhakti Swaha. You actually meditate on a yoga peet in which Radha Krishna in the middle, all gopis are around, manjaris are around. Once Deen Bandhu was, Prabhu was saying, I think it was Vrindavan Yatra, Radha Krishna, then eight gopis, then eight manjaris, then 16, then 1 kilobyte, then 1 gigabyte, then six. So it's a big bheed. And then there is a meditation on serving them, Manasi Seva, Yogapit, 3 times a day. In the morning Yogapit, which is near Nandagram, afternoon Yogapit, which is near Radha Kund, and the evening night Yogapit, which is, I think, near Govindadev. 3 Yogapit, and person who is doing Manasi Seva must do at least 1 Yogapit without eating, without going to restroom. For us, it is not like that. Let the purification be gradual and automatically that inclination comes, and then whatever we hear will be kind of, it will stuck because the purification has happened. Hence our Bahirmukta has turned towards Antarmukta. So that's the difference between Manasi Seva and Leela Chintan. That's the difference between active participation and passive observation. However, exceptions are also not scarce. Krishna can say, pull it up, and then it's personal. Sampradayas are 4, but that does not mean Krishna cannot bypass the sampradayas and pull somebody, right? There are 4 major schools, MIT, or not, Berkeley, Stanford, I have to take my alma mater's name anyhow. They are major schools. But then some can be so brilliant and homeschooled, bypass everything. Now there are kids, 18-year-old kids, running blockchain companies, and PhD professors are saying, okay, yes, I know such kid in US. My friend who is a professor, who was telling, he's a kid, 18-year-old kid, and he says that, I lost thousands of blockchains due to stupidity. What? Thousands of blockchains and stupidity, how many blockchains you have, like bitcoins you have. So, if the bypassing can happen there, Krishna is Supreme Personality, he can bypass the sampradayas and pick somebody. And like that, there are some other sampradayas, Shukra Sampradaya, where Shukdev Goswami came and bypassed it. Sri Radha initiated, we have Shyam Sundar, Shyam Ananda Pandit Prabhu, Radharan initiated directly. Hitharivansh Mahaprabhu, same thing is there. You know Radha Vallabh area in Vrindavan? Everything around this is Vallabh, Vallabh, Vallabh. There is Jeevan Vallabh, Anand Vallabh, Radha Vallabh. Too many Vallabhs out there. Anand Vallabh, there was a saint called Anandi Bai. She would worship Krishna as his son and Radharani as daughter-in-law. And Radharani would be too pesky about the sari she wants. We don't know of how particular sampradaya she was in, but Radharani would tell, okay, I need this sari, I need that sari. So once she said, there is that society girl, a dancer girl, go after her, I like that sari. So this poor old lady is running after the rickshaw and grabbing her feet and telling, can you tell me where is this sari from and why? No, I cannot tell you, but you have to tell me. Then she said, Radharani is asking, and this lady just faints and she becomes a devotee. So if Krishna has to do some things like that, he can. You don't need a sampradaya for it. But for us, it is safer to assume we are not the exceptions. And hence it is better to take admission under a bona fide school which has a tried and tested history of purification, isn't it? So, well, Krishna can bypass, exceptions are there. But these are the initial rungs which we discussed. Does that help? Thank you. More reflections, questions, comments, feedback? Pranavanand Prabhu. Man, you can share reflections also. Okay, I liked this one. I don't know, maybe we'll not meet in coming several months, so it will be good.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhu. Very nicely you have taken your time to explain different concepts in this book. So I have three questions. Okay. Two are directly connected to the class and one is almost connected to the class.
Okay.
So the first one, as you are saying, there is a lot of crowd in Goloka Vrindavan. There are different sampradayas looking at Radha Krishna in different ways. Like yesterday you were saying some Nikunja, some Goshthan. But Radha Krishna are one, Goloka is one. Like Srila Prabhupada says that we will have our own ISKCON in the spiritual world. And then there might be ISKCON devotees and Harivanshjis and Haridasjis, all of them in one Goloka. So how would it be there? Like different sampradayas and different ways of looking at Krishna and different paddhatis of worshipping Krishna.
Perhaps you have to go there to find out. But however, Krishna is Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti Prasamara Ruchi Ruddha Tarika Palihi Kalita Shyama Lalito Radha Preyan Vidhur Jayati. Just like many stars are there, his Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti, he can reciprocate. One thing is for sure, the bickerings which are there between the immature expressions of devotion, they won't be there. Some is Sahachari, some is Sakhi, some is Gopi, some is Manjari, someone is Sakha. Well, they won't fight up there, ki, you know what, you didn't give me extra Bhopla Sabji that day. Doesn't happen. We won't be even remembering our this birth because we may have many, many births, isn't it? So why would we, we think maybe we'll go there and we'll remember the 2050 time duration, but which 2020 to 2050 time is also cyclical. So you see, the bickerings will get resolved. Now, about ISKCON there. So I think Shivaram Maharaj mentioned nicely that if not ISKCON, at least we'll all congregate together. You know, because our upasana is yauthiki. Youth is the Y-O-U-T-H, but there is a youth also, ya me badi u ki matra or tha, which is group. Our upasana is yauthiki. It's in our family. We are under Lalita Sakhi Rupa Manjari. Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. That's our, in Radha Ramana they call it Thamba, the group, the youth. And arrangement has been made like that. Because that's the best fulfillment of Dasanuda Seva here and there. And it's bliss. To go technically in detail, sorry, but to answer, tat tat bhave ichha mai raga anuga upasana. Tat tat, us bhav ki ichha wali, but that's the manjari rupa, right? So that's following the youth. So, haan, theek hai, Haridasis ka bhi youth hoga, Harivanshis ka bhi hoga, Harivyasis ka bhi hoga, Shukwalo ka bhi hoga, Lalita Sampradaya ka bhi hoga, theek hai, variety? Krishna will be happy and hence we'll be happy. But conflict nahi honge, or nahi, honge conflict, but they will be very sweet. They will enhance the sweetness. Like that. So, yeah, does that help you?
Yeah, yes.
First question. Yeah.
So, we are all groups everywhere Golok Vrindavan. So, the second question is, Prabhu, because he also has one more question. So, second question is, you are saying about how Goswamis have mentioned about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So, sometimes devotees say that it was Hare Ram mantra and Mahaprabhu was chanting loud and Mahaprabhu said, okay, let us turn, and it became Hare Krishna, and then he said, you should not have a problem, and some things like that also, devotees give explanation. Because recently I have seen one person has sent a video, some big speaker in Telugu language. He was telling that this is not a very bona fide thing which is turning upside down and things like that. So can you give a specific reference how this has come, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from where did he take, and is this story true or not? It should be quoted to the devotees in general or not?
Yeah, thank you for asking this. There are many explanations for this. First of all, a historical explanation is that we are really not sure whether it is Hare Ram or Hare Krishna. We get both manuscripts. Manuscripts, I haven't seen it, but I know a scholar. He has seen it, and I know others, people who have seen it. And if somebody is interested, they can go to Vrindavan Research Institute, where these manuscripts are preserved. Some manuscript is Hare Krishna first. Some manuscript is Hare Ram first. Now, what was the political agenda to switch it out, we don't know. Secondly, the Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan. So in the cyclical sense, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make a difference. Maram, Ram, 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 Ram. So Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Ab wo alag hai ki wo call and response is different, huh? But vaise ab saath mein kirtan kar rahe hain, to Hare Krishna before Hare Ram, it's okay. Then Mahaprabhu using Hare Krishna, I already gave you reference of Prathama Chaitanya Ashtakam. Lagu Bhagavatamrit is there, Kavi Karnapurna also has, and they never say Hare Ram Eti. It was clear Mahaprabhu used Hare Krishna. Now the explanation which other people may want are rejoinders that, well, it is Hare Ram, and in many people do Hare Ram actually. And he flipped it around so that it is not Vaidik, it is Pauranik. I have no reference for it. I really have no reference for it. If he would have done or not done, he used Hare Krishna, he injected in it his potency, and because he is Radha Krishna Nai Anya, it becomes the original Srot. It comes from original Srot. So that explanation for us Gaudiyas is enough. If somebody doesn't agree, then we can say, well, you say potatoes, I say potato. Still a potato. Let's eat it. So go ahead. I mean, I have gone to Kirtan Mandalis in which people are singing Hare Ram. So when I follow them, I also sing Hare Ram. And when my turn comes, I sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And they gladly follow. So if the environment is also not of argumentation, then I think people are okay. But when the arguments come, then we should follow Rupa Goswami. About turn, march past, left, right, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, out from there. Because man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So there are like solid 4 or 5 reasons available out there, scripturally also. Krishna, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha Krishna? Oh, tons of evidences. Pothi bhar jayegi uske liye to, theek hai? Does that help you? This kind of triangulation we can do. But jinko argument karna hai, wo ad infinitum, right? Third question. Okay, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class, Prabhu. Regarding just like as Gaudiyas, we are considered to be Rupanuga or following the Manjiri Bhavar in the sense.
Predominantly,
like,
that's.
Predominantly that one. But just like as you mentioned, the story of.
Bada Bhaiya, Chota Bhaiya.
Yeah, yeah. So what hope is there for us in case if we not feel qualified for that one, or we're not rating to that one? So there allowed, or is there anything?
And in that sense, many devotees feel comfortable with Sakya, Dasya also. Hope, a lot of hope. Two things. First is, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau Samarpayitumunnato Ujjwala Rasa. Mahaprabhu's unique selling point is Ujjwala Ras. So he can give it to you even if you don't want. And then you will be divided into two perfected forms, because that's possible in the spiritual world. Sri Dhamma is both Garuda and Sri Dhamma. Like that. I mean, there's one more form in Shweta Dvipa. Shweta Dvipa is the Navadvip section of Goloka. That there also we exist doing kirtans. But there are meditations and references to inspire Sakhya Bhav available also. Last time I mentioned that Priyo Bhakti Rasarnava is there. Bhagavatam is full of Sakya pastime. I mean, that is there. Aham Purva, Maham Purva, the lunch box pastime. So many things are there. So, as long as no sooner the inclination arises and there is a sincere prayer in the heart, Krishna arranges for the journey. The predominant prayer which we can pray is Srila Prabhupada, send us a Prabhupada Anuga Raga Anuga to guide us. So that our Shiksha remains intact, isn't it? Rupa Raghunath Prabhu is sitting, so once Shyamanand Prabhu told me, Apna Mukhya Bhojan to Rupa Raghunath ke kitchen se hi aayega. Rupa Raghunath Das goes, Unke kitchen se hi aayega, baki idhar chutney vatni thik hai. And that's the fidelity, right? And that's the joy. In computer science, jinhone padha hai, they know about depth first search. Nobody search, read here. You go deeper into something, right? You do a scan and then boom. So that's going deeper down. So it's there. Vatsalya is there. And Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu to pura usi pe hai. For conjugal bhav or the madhura bhav, Ujjwal Neelamani is there. Very little is there about madhura bhav in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. So whole text for other rasas. Does that make sense? Okay, thank you. Further questions, comments? Oh, it's 9:30 already. I'm very, very grateful. Please bless that some sense can prevail here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Harinam Prabhu ki jai.